Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. After having your quiet time with God using Turning Point, pray more on your own in the Holy Ghost or in your understanding as God gives you the grace. Then the prayer booklet, in addition to the Turning Point audio, I author the booklet. The booklet will help you to read your entire Bible through in 1 year. So you will have read the Bible through by December 31. Do so. Subscribe or renew your subscription by chatting or sending an SMS to Demi on +234 8055 100 510. Do so now. Welcome also to Monday, the 8th day in January 2024. 8 is God's number for a new beginning. Open your hand and your heart to receive today's blessings and be responding with amen, I receive it. Hold your 2024 goals or your expectation list up as we pray. God shall open several new chapters for you this year. God will give you the winning formula. You will do exploits with ease. You shall never be stranded in anything. At every point, the resources you need will be available. In the name of Jesus Christ, you will see the power of God like never before. Now, whatever you require in terms of resources, God will make it available for you. All you wrote in your 2024 list shall be converted to testimonies. Who is this? Your losses are coming back. You will get them back. Let's do this. This prophetic action dropped into my spirit. I heard God say to me, I want to change several major things in their lives. I want to turn things around for them. So take this prophetic action. Do this if you believe in God's word and in the prophetic. Find some things around you physically, in the house, in the office, in the shop to change. 7 things around you there. Let me suggest some to you. It may be your window blind. Change it. Your bed sheet. Change it. Your towel, change it. Go to your living room. Some people call it sitting room. Change the chair arrangement there. Take the 3-seater to where you have the 2 or the single seater. Change your refrigerator position. Move it to another location. Turn your bed around. Change your pillowcases. Change the floor carpet or the tiles, if that is what you can change. If you have always been wearing your wristwatch on your left hand, change it to the right hand side. Yes, change something. Put something to paint your room or your office or your shop. Paint it in another color. Change your television set if you can afford it. Change your teacup or mug. You have some other ones at home. Change your food flask or your food plate. Change the sponge you use in taking your bath. Change your toothpaste or even your toothbrush if you can. Change 7 things. You will be seeing every day that I change it. Change your footmat. Change your Bible cover. Change your phone pouch to another color. I'm just suggesting many things you can change. Ladies, change the color of your fingernails if you wear fingernails. Change your glass frame if you wear glasses. Have I mentioned up to 7? Change your tie, man. Change your hairstyle. Tell your barber or your salon manager you are changing it. What else can I mention? Look around your house. Find 7 things to physically change. Change your chair, throw pillows. Use another color. Change your chair or table position in your office. Ladies, change your earring. If you wear earring, change to another type. Change your accommodation. If that has been calling for change, God said to me, for 7 days, prophesy change or changes to their lives as they physically change some things around them. Change what you can change. This is a powerful prophetic action. Tomorrow, you will write out 7 things you want God to change for you. 7 major things. I will explain that more tomorrow. This is your year of outstanding changes and turnaround. Let me pray. I pray and prophesy. God will give your life a total turnaround. As you have turned things around prophetically or physically by changing some things or rearranging them, God shall rearrange your life. It shall be great for you. It will cover your children, your marriage, your business, your career, your platform, your ministry, and your finances. All things you desire change and turn around shall change and turn supernaturally. Say amen 3 times. Yes, God will give you pleasant surprises all throughout this year. Change the ones you can change today and change the others as soon as you can. 7 things. January 8th, celebrant, your prayers. May God bless your life, renew the oil on your life for good health, for prosperity, longevity, and posterity in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, welcome to 7 days journey of teaching, of wisdom, sending your questions or your situations, and if you have any. And the ones you sent before, that time did not allow us to treat, send them again. Let's all listen and be applying this wisdom and these teachings. First issue today. Good morning, TPGF members. Daddy, I have a man that I so much have interest in, but one thing I'm battling with is from 2 different religious families. His dad, a Muslim, and his mom, a Christian. Daddy, I'm confused. My question is, if I pray very well, is it possible that he stands on God's side? Wow, you mean to say, if you pray very well, whether God will answer your prayer and change him to your own side, which is Christianity? No. You are making a big mistake. His parents in 2 different religions is not the problem. The issue is him. Is he genuinely born again and passionately committed to Christ and his word? That is the issue. Except you are just joining TPGF platform or you don't listen regularly. This is an issue we have treated again and again. 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 14 to 16 says, do not be unequally yoked together with an unbeliever, someone that does not share your faith. Daughters on this platform, don't think after marriage to a man or a woman, you will use prayer to convert them to your own side. No, never. It never happened. Follow God's template in choosing who to marry. It is not his parents that you want to marry, but him. If he's not genuinely a child of God, as I earlier on explained, don't ever go near. Next, good morning, Pastor. Since this is the beginning of the year and there is fasting program going on, please educate those of us on medication, how to fast. Thank you for your insightful teachings. Wow, I've discussed this before. If you are on medication, do what we call partial fasting. Eat a little meal to enable you to take your drug. That is not sin. That is not breaking the fast. Remember, fasting is not God punishing us. Fasting is for spiritual enhancement. When, by God's grace and power, you are fully and totally healed and recovered, you will return to your full fasting. Again, you have heard me say, you can fast till 12 noon, 2 p.m., 4 p.m., or till 7 p.m., as God gives you the grace. Let no one on medication drop or stop the medication as a result of the fasting going on. Do as I said. All right? A little meal so that you can administer your drug. By God's grace, you shall be totally healed soon. The same counsel is for the senior citizens, the aged, and even the pregnant women. Next, good morning, Turning Point Global Family. My question is, how do I know whether I am praying according to the will of God? Because I read in the Bible, 1 John chapter 5, verse 14, it says something about it. So I am confused because all my requests to God, I have not seen any answer. Is it that I am not asking according to his will? Wow. 1 John chapter 4, verse 14, which your reference said, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. Straightforward statement. Asking according to God's will is asking according to God's words. God's word, the Bible, is his will. That is God's constitution. That is his letter or memo to us. So, if you want your prayers answered, first of all, locate that prayer request or desire in his word. What did his word say about it? All right? And did he promise you that thing in the Bible? Then, does that request line up with his purpose for you? His purpose for you is what God created you and sent you to do in this world. So, if you ask according to his word, which is connected to your purpose, then answer must come. It will almost be automatic. But if you do otherwise, then you can't expect him to answer what he did not promise you in his word and what does not connect to his purpose for your life. For clarity, say more additional information, read James chapter 4, verse 3. Wow, we will build on this tomorrow. I hope we are all getting blessed. Send in your own questions or situations for proper counseling, teaching, and direction. Don't write your name, just the issues. Make it anonymous. Send it as a chat to +234-809-789-4000. That is the only line that will get it to me. Please rebroadcast what you have had received this morning to all on your contact. Do so daily. Join us later this evening on Ask Your Question broadcast, live broadcast on our social media platforms, the Monday's edition. Time will be 8 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Nigeria time. Then I expect to see you there. Our 12 days of waiting on the Lord to seek His direction for the new year continues today. Today is the 7th of the fasting. You have had my counsel on fasting this morning. Remember the 7 things you are to physically change or reposition around you for the prophetic action God has led us to take. Then make a list of 7 major areas of life and things you want God to change or turn around for you and your family for tomorrow's prayers. Then for TPGF kit, the TPGF kit, TPGF t-shirt, face cap, and wristband are now available. Obtain your own and start wearing them, whichever country or city you are. TPGF members and listeners in UK and Europe, even in USA, send a WhatsApp, SMS, or call directly Pastor Franklin in London, +44-795-650-4536. Do so and obtain your own. In Nigeria, the TPGF kit is available in all our centers in Nigeria, including Allen Avenue, Ikeja, Lagos, Dominion City, Sango, Ibadan, Kolobo, Abeokuta, Oshogbo, Akure, Uyo, and Port Harcourt. Telephone numbers to call for direction and more information on how to get your TPGF kit is Dupe on 0806-478-8392. Do so now. All genuine and committed TPGF members, obtain your kits and start wearing them. Don't compromise on your tithe, personal and corporate tithing, your battle, your thanksgiving, your partnership commitment seed, your vows, and the seed of 1111 that is ongoing. I pray for you each time we receive the alert of your tithe and seed. May the Lord bless everyone, prosper you, cover you with His grace. As you reposition things physically, He will do it for you spiritually. The Lord bless you. What God cannot do does not exist. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. TPGF, truly blessed.